What's up, Bryce?
Okay, hello. Welcome to a very special podcast episode of
Cooking with Kennedy.
Because Lauren wants a taser.
We're recording. Can you please put your phone away?
No.
We're trying a different
this is
thing.
Comedic gold.
We're trying. Bryce. Okay, he might be really worried.
Who cares?
Okay, I care. Episode. Anyways.
Grace, get over here.
Grace. We are going to cook macaroni and cheese today.
What are
we
doing?
Hi.
See?
We're cooking. No. And we're also trying to record. We're recording.
It smells
funny. Hi, Dad.
From where? In the stove?
Yeah.
45 seconds in and we're already a bunch
Something
of chaos.
Something on the bottom of the pot?
Probably.
That's probably why.
Anyways.
Probably just want to turn it down a bit. Because
if you turn it down, it won't boil, do you?
Yeah, what the heck? Turn it down later.
Oh my gosh, how did you get to that?
Hi, Dad.
Ventilation.
Well, we won't be able to hear anything.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're right. Good thing that didn't happen. Anyways. Yeah.
We are amateur podcasters.
Yes.
Sorry.
Cooking with Kennedy. Our special interview.
Fucking Dad.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. You guys can ask me questions as I teach Grace how to cook.
So, Kennedy.
That's true.
Our friendship goes way back.
Oh, yes, it does.
I love
you. You know how we met?
Ours doesn't, but I mean.
Let me tell you the story of how we met.
Yes,
so,
please.
One day, 10th grade, Spanish, Mr. Hedges. See, it's boiling now, Grace. Anyways.
I don't want my name in there.
Mr. Hedges, I was reading in Spanish class because Mr. Hedges was, I don't know, he was weird.
He
Anyways,
was.
Lauren slaps her hand, boom, on my book. That is an awesome book. And I looked up and I said, I know.
Yeah.
I've read it like 1,000 times.
Grace, get over here, it's boiling.
Hang on.
No, get over here, you can't
I have to show him something.
Oh my god, Grace. So now I am putting Grace's noodles in the pot because she's not here to do it.
Anyways, this is... So as you can see, Kennedy and I, we've been friends for a while.
Yeah.
She has been my book buddy through all the good times and the bad.
Kate.
Oopsies. And that would have been bad.
That would have been kind of funny, actually.
This is a electric
stove,
otherwise the house would have caught on fire.
It
no,
would've.
I'm just kidding.
There are some
I'm
ups.
I'm just kidding. We know how to do this.
All right, do you set a timer?
No.
Oh,
set
no.
a timer.
For how long?
7 to 8 minutes. Or until tender.
I usually do until tender.
Yep.
I usually take one noodle out and then I just
and then
like
try
two
it.
2 minutes.
Yep.
I like my macaroni and cheese extra crunchy.
Now the
Get
key
out of my house.
The key to not burning macaroni is that you need to stir it.
Stir it a lot.
And do not forget the water. I mean, I've heard of people forgetting water.
I was
water.
In 8th grade! It was one time!
Something's
burning.
Nope.
But she learned.
Nothing is
I
burning.
Learned from my mistakes.
Gracie's just munching away, stirring that macaroni. Oh,
do you like those great. Veggie chips
just
I bought?
Squeak.
Those are the veggie chips.
Those are veggie?
They're vegan.
Alright, I'll try
it. I wanted to try it.
Not good.
This is
it's okay.
not vegan, I'm sorry.
No, this macaroni and cheese is not vegan. The chips that Grace is eating are vegan.
It's vegetarian, though.
It is.
It is vegetarian. So, no meat in your macaroni.
Dad, come over here.
I mean, I like bacon bits in my macaroni.
Oh, that's weird.
What's your opinion on bacon bits and macaroni?
I don't like macaroni.
It's boiling a lot, guys.
Okay, then.
Okay,
that
then
means turn it down.
Oh my god, Grace. Where's the... Where, is
it's
it
the other
one. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so now it's like medium. Now...
Yes.
Continue stirring.
What that gap in there.
All right.
Look at
okay,
that.
Okay, are you watching her technique?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's not.
See, I am now stirring Grace's food for her. This was supposed to be a teaching lesson. She's not a very good pupil.
I mean...
I'm not the pupil?
No.
Pupil.
What pupil not walks pupil. Away from the stove that's hot?
Me? Hand over, punk. Hand over.
I love
Back
Grace
it.
To death, though. It's okay. I'm not mad at her.
Yes, she does.
I'm just playing with him.
Like, Alan thinks of me the better reader, so I don't care.
But hey, if it makes it feel better...
cheese and the butter in before she drains it.
No, let's not do that.
What?
The cheese and the butter go in after you drain it.
If it makes you feel better, a couple weeks ago I was making quesadillas with Lauren. She scared the crap out of me because she was holding a hot, oily tortilla above the stove. Good thing this is electric, but if it was gas, oil and fire, doesn't sound good. So I need to
work on my cooking abilities.
It's okay.
I baked pretty well. Can someone grab me water?
So, Blake, can you grab water?
Well, you have some nice water right there.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah, you've got water in the pot.
Yep, just scoop it out with your hands.
I haven't drank in water all day, and I've been, like, literally feeling like I'm gonna pass out.
Turn around.
All day.
That's clean. Just get her a glass.
The drama.
It was freezing today in most of my classes, but my last class was super duper hot. I was in there with all the weirdos. I had a kid. Now my new nickname is Lord Veter. Or Lord.
You're stealing my thunder.
I'm Lord, apparently.
That's because
I'm
you're
the Lord.
That's because you're the only one in the school now.
With
you're
the other leader.
Oh,
I don't
know where it went. Oh, well.
You got
some
there?
No.
You're letting Kennedy.
I got it from the Brita.
You're letting Kennedy do the entire work.
Oh my god!
So,
this still needs to cut. The edges are crusty.
They're crusty. I hate it when that happens.
Doing it until
crunchy.
I stopped eating ramen because I had crunchy ramen at one point. Like,
some people
halfway.
Actually eat like raw ramen, like crunchy. Like, in elementary school, my friend Orion, for lunch, he'd bring a packet of ramen noodles, but they're dry, and he'd just eat that. Dump some of the spices on top and just
that's
munch away.
That actually scares me.
Okay, I can take over.
You can take over?
Okay.
I literally just felt the water go down my throat into my stomach.
That's kind of what it does.
The coldness of it, though?
You mean
still,
it didn't go... It's in,
what
it didn't
does.
Rise up?
That's what it does. They didn't have a party like, hey!
It doesn't instantly turn warm in your body. Takes a little time.
Anyways.
That's a really cool water bottle.
Kennedy?
Yes?
What do you want to do with your life? I know that cooking is one of your passions.
Is it?
Is it now?
I mean, we make...
Well, I do really like to eat. So, I might as well cook. But my passions in life right now... Alright, it's no longer bio. Biology sucks, I'm sorry.
You used to be a bio major.
Yes, I was a bio major, but now, going into history, just testing the waters over there, see if I like it. I like my instructor. The only hard part about him is that he doesn't... It's just pictures. So it's just pictures of certain events without any, like, prompts to, like, write down. And so it's like a real college class, guys. You gotta take good notes, because there's no...
That stresses me out.
A coworker of mine actually told me... Right before I started a shift, she's like, I tried Adderall last night.
Okay,
and
were you
I don't
listening
even...
to anything?
Oh, of course.
And I don't trust you around my pills now, so I'm gonna put that in.
He's been popping pills, that's what's been happening.
Okay, now
that's why I'm running out so fast.
Alright, pause. Okay.
Why is there a timer on?
Or not?
I still have 2 minutes.
Anyways, just check to see if it's like soft on both.
Don't put your hand in.
Put your
like,
hand
take,
in.
Like, take a.
You.
Take a scoop of the noodles.
I love these arm movements. A scoop of the noodles.
Take a noodle out.
A single noodle among the crowd. And eat it.
It's pretty soft. Try it.
It's good. Plain noodles are good.
No, they're gross.
Well, try it so you know that it's cooked.
Don't
a chef that does not try their own food is no chef.
Yeah, I'm not a chef.
Hear that, Gordon Ramsay.
I'm gonna wait until this minute's done.
We get sued by Gordon Ramsay for calling him out.
I hope so.
I think he does taste his food though, so.
I sure hope so.
I know, he's the greatest chef to have ever lived.
Hear that, Gordon Ramsay?
Your squid is so undercooked that I can still hear it yelling at SpongeBob. Quote, Gordon Ramsay.
Here, let's drain it.
Okay.
Alright, so
there's
now.
My father needs me. Take
How will you prepare to cook mac and cheese?
That's
Doesn't really. If there's, if you want to take artistic liberties, I grew up with like slicing a hot dog in half, like not in half, but like in fourths, so it had little octopus legs.
Maybe we should cook it like this, where we put the cheese and the milk and the butter all right here.
Is that a thing?
Is it?
And the spoon.
That's not.
I don't know.
I'm we sure it is a thing, actually.
Okay, it's pretty much cooked. There's like 38
There's
seconds
also
left.
An art to draining.
Yes.
So you make sure your tallest member is right next to the
sink.
What? I dare you.
I do not want you going to the hospital with burns.
Yeah.
Not today.
I mean, it'd be interesting.
Tomorrow.
Grace, you can do this.
I know, I was going to worry.
I'll show you.
I'm going to tell Hannah to listen to this episode. She's going to laugh her
See,
butt off.
See, look at now we strain. Do we need to rinse it? I don't really think so. It says to rinse, but like, what are we rinsing off?
More water?
Water.
Rinse the headphone
off
that users.
Water. Okay, so now, like that. And
shake,
then I'm
shake.
Pretty sure we dump it back. Where's the directions?
Yeah, you dump,
you dump
it back.
You dump it back in. You dump it back
Blake.
In. Blake.
Shake, senora.
Okay,
wait.
Back up, folks. Don't want
to
have a hot pan.
Hot pan.
You
might
want to
put it off. Wait, and then you grab milk?
And then you grab milk?
We don't have milk.
Well, then we're screwed. It doesn't matter. Milk doesn't matter.
Well, can't you just... Well,
use
well
the
we do have coconut. Use the Febreze.
Yeah, just use coconut milk. That's fine.
We don't usually use milk. We usually use
doesn't
water.
Taste that great.
Yeah,
Grace is calling me again.
Probably because he's worried about me.
All right.
Because I haven't answered his text about...
In normal situations, you'll have a measuring cup.
Okay.
Blake likes to estimate.
Is that coconut milk? Or
yeah, coconut.
Okay, good. Because...
Why were you worried you're going to be able to have any?
Milk.
Well, no. I almond milk.
Almond milk.
But anyways, what
Wait,
was your question?
You...
No, I forgot. Anyways, but... I think it'll come back to me.
Something about life and history. Yeah, I like history. My history teacher's good, but just doesn't add prompts. Just pictures.
What would you add more prompts in your class?
I would. Well, I would tell the students what to write down so that they can actually, like, pass that test.
That's really hard because history is...
There's a lot.
Very detail-oriented. How would you say you're, like... Perspective of life has shifted from like having a bio major to having being a history major.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I have read through half of my history textbook already because I like it so much.
It's okay.
In bio, I barely read the textbook, so it's probably why I got a B minus.
Best time to add the extra cheese.
No one's listening to you.
They're still cooking the mac and cheese.
Oh, yes.
They're doing A-okay. Blake has taken over my culinary skills. Why?
Don't do that.
Okay. But, yeah, I...
Grace, don't eat the cheese.
Cheese eating is forbidden in this house.
Not alone.
As we
like,
eat mac and cheese.
As we eat mac and cheese. This is very...
Shake.
Now you gotta listen.
Okay, Grace, you were supposed to be cooking this. Blake, get away from the kitchen.
Really
Blake.
I know, right?
Blake.
I like cooking.
You know what you should be? You should be a daycare provider. You seem to do pretty good with children.
Children.
Don't take that out of context.
Birds. Grace is actually 18.
Yes, Grace is 18. She turned 18 yesterday, as I said in the previous podcast.
Although it's not yesterday.
I know. Now... When this
like
comes out, it won't
ago.
Be. But, Gracie, are you enjoying life lessons with the dysfunctional pod and Kennedy? Cooking with Kennedy? You should start a podcast.
Oh, God.
That's the best kind of macaroni and cheese.
We need more cooking podcasts in the world.
Sure.
Like,
why not?
I mean,
sound ridiculous, but you know.
We sound ridiculous.
Oh, Graceland, sorry, it was offering to give me art lessons because I'm failing art already.
Interesting.
You
but this is Kennedy's episode.
It's okay. I got a C minus in middle school art because I didn't draw my wolf right.
I'm drawing a human that. Upside down, sitting in a chair with glasses and everything.
Upside down?
Upside down. No idea how I'm doing. I literally have a line going down, that's about it. And we have to do it sketching, just looking at the picture.
Blake is now testing his food. How is it?
Is it good? That's
some pretty good mac and cheese.
Look at that.
Okay, now Grace, this is the best part. You clean up.
Yes,
you're funny.
After every chef cooks their meal, they clean up that stuff so no germs spread.
Not right away. Yeah, I'll do that.
Not right away.
Always.
You're gonna have a terrible time cleaning.
You'll thank yourself later for cleaning up your own mess. I do that. I thank myself.
I know.
Thank you, Kennedy. Oh, you're welcome.
When we made quesadillas, you did all the dishes in my house.
Oh, I did. Because that's what I usually do at my house. I clean everything up after I'm done cooking. Because my mom will yell at us if we don't.
Yeah, my mom will yell at me too. But I've been gone for most of the day.
Oh.
So like 8 a.m.
Oof.
Mom's gonna kill
you. Well, I had an 8 a.m. shift and she knew I was recording for a while, so.
Oh.
So afterwards, I'm gonna clean this all up.
Next question. Because they're gonna be still here.
Next question. Blake, do you have any questions? Kennedy, no. About her history major.
Blake's not interested in my life. I'm hurt.
I'm interested in your life.
I'm hurt. Why did you invite me?
I'm interested in this mac and cheese.
What is your
right
favorite
now?
Period of time? It doesn't even have to be exclusively in America. It can be everywhere. What time period fascinates you the most and why? It's very surfacey, but it's a fun question.
Ancient civilizations.
Which one specifically? Or...
Mesopotamia.
I
just learned that in high school.
Fun fact,
so it's
they've
still,
got a they've got a demon whose name is Pazuzu, which is funny to say.
That sounds like Zaboomafoo.
Pazuzu the demon and Zaboomafoo.
There was also a cultist leader named Pazuzu.
Wow.
Hey, Lauren, do you have a charger?
Nope.
Rip.
Alright, should we go downstairs?
Let's go downstairs.
Please. Let's take a quick commercial break as we make our way downstairs.
Making our way down.
And we're back. Now downstairs.
Wow.
We currently have a podcasting circle going on. Kennedy, do you need help?
For a second, I'm going to put the dogs upstairs. Kennedy is in.
I'm just sitting.
If you want to turn it on, you press the power button.
No way.
And then there's a lot of just different things. You can turn
Whoa,
on.
Massaging my butt.
Here's the heat. Here's the vibration. You can recline it with that button. And then there's just a bunch of settings in there that's fun to play with.
This is a nice massage chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom wants a nicer one. That's it. Home furniture.
We should have done an episode in that.
Oh yeah.
Because that was crazy.
There was a reason they took it out of the display hall because people kept trying it out and it would literally twist you. It was really nice.
It was really nice.
They used different massaging really nice. Techniques from all around the world. It was, I think, had a TV. It was pretty chill.
This thing is
came with
legs.
A free lifetime membership to Netflix.
And HBO.
Who uses Hulu now?
I do. That's how I watch Veronica Mars. Anyways,
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
This
is a good chair for restraint.
Oh, yeah. It is.
That's the point. You've got to stay here until the end of your episode.
Maybe this is how we're going to we're going to interview my sister. Okay, now since we got that all figured out... Sorry for that brief interruption and clip in the audio.
Your deepest sympathies.
My mom called me. I think she meant to call Grace. Anyways.
What's the next question?
The next question. Blake, why don't you ask some questions? I've been asking a
How
whole lot.
How is this massage chair? Is it keeping you sane?
During this...
Yeah.
Good.
College time. What classes are you taking currently besides history?
I'm taking college algebra, comp 2, and
That's how you play it, right? That's how you play Wonderwall.
And we're back after some brief interruptions from my family.
Again.
My family's pretty chaotic.
They are,
but in a very lovable way. Put down the guitar, Blake. I'm going to shift those strings to left-handed.
Are you?
I'm planning on it.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can.
I thought it was already left-handed.
Because the
no,
because
it's
the
that's
nut,
a grace.
How do you? Yeah, how?
Jimi Hendrix did it.
With but like, the same nut.
I'm not sure. But
because you might.
I'm probably gonna take it to that music shop in downtown.
Okay.
Cause, yeah.
The Guitar Center.
No, there's
a small one.
White Bear. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. So.
Ask me something that does not relate to school.
Yes. How's your cat?
My cat is doing wonderful.
Jumbo. Oh.
Jumper. Okay, guys. I made the greatest thing the other day. I made a TikTok. I swore to myself that I would never make a TikTok, but I did.
But you did.
Because it was the Mr. Snowman song, you know? I'll play like a little recording of it, actually.
I think that's the only TikTok that I'll willingly watch.
Yes.
Like, see, listen.
What are you doing? I'm trying to make the bed.
So there's a little sample of what I made.
It's a second long.
Unfortunately, you guys can't see it, but it's amazing.
If you sent it to me, I could probably do a recording of it, and then...
Sure.
Or you can send me the video. You did send me the video.
I did send you the video.
So I can save it, and then I can post it on our podcast page if we have clearance from you.
Yeah.
Do you want your cat?
Sure. My cat needs to be introduced to the world. The world needs to know who my cat is because she's a sweetheart.
She is. She's very shy, though.
Oh,
taken
yeah,
down.
She...
Your cat needs to be taken down.
No.
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
She is.
She is.
She's
and
very
she doesn't
sweet.
Howl every single time I try to touch her like your dogs did.
Aww.
Well, you know.
Their pets are great.
Venice was terrible, though.
Oh.
I love Venice with all my heart, but...
Was he the one that was short hair?
They were both short hair.
I thought one of them had a little bit longer hair.
Vito probably did, because he was a Chihuahua mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also see this as the great opportunity to promote your book review Instagram.
Oh my god, yes.
Okay.
Please follow me at Books Are Phenomenal. Books Are Phenomenal, okay?
It is a great review Instagram.
I only have like 99 followers and I only get 5 likes and it's very disappointing.
651. Wait, what's the rest of your phone number?
I'm not giving
it
out.
You also have a website for it,
well,
right?
I do... So here's the thing. I had a goal over the summer to read as many books as I possibly could.
And you didn't read any.
I read one.
It's
It was
hard.
Again, but better. But then...
Oh, I still haven't finished that.
Me too!
I do.
But yeah, after my second semester of college, I finished that book like within like a night because I was so deprived from reading.
I'm scared.
And then I haven't read since, except for my history textbook.
I feel that. Even though I don't have school right now, I still...
It's hard!
Reading in life is hard.
I have, like, 5 books that I'm trying to read right now.
Are they good books?
They're... Well, to me, they are.
Okay.
Well, I only read, like, autobiographies and stuff.
Okay, that's...
Those are fun. You know what you should read? It's a story about the Iditarod. You know what the Iditarod is?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wolfert!
Wayne,
did you have him?
Wayne Mayers.
He was obsessed with the Iditarod.
But yeah,
Anthony Walford. My mom actually graduated in the same class as him.
Nice. Continue.
But yeah, you should read a book about the Iditarod. I forget what it's called, but it is about the Iditarod.
It's about books about the Iditarod.
Which is a dog sled race that's in Alaska, if you want to know.
It's a race, like, across Alaska, which is
yes.
crazy.
Yeah. Mr. Walford in, like, 9th and 10th grade.
Just call him Anthony.
I can't.
Anthony.
Mr. Tony Boy.
Mr. Tony Boy. Basically, he was obsessed with Alaska and
yeah.
the Iditarod, so I think he made us do this assignment
every
year.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he does it every year because I was in his class 9th and 10th grade.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
It was like him and Hedges in 9th grade just wore me down so much.
Yeah, Hedges was interesting, all of his concussion stories and,
it makes sense that he had
girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be lucky you didn't have Hedges.
He's a nice guy. He's weird.
Wasn't he a Spanish teacher?
Yeah.
That's why I didn't have him.
I know.
Would you take French?
Chinese.
Ah! You can talk with my brother. He speaks a little bit.
Yeah.
But, okay, back to the topic at hand, books. To you, what constitutes a 5-star review kind of book? It's hard. I know. I know, because on Goodreads, I just give out
my giant
5 stars.
A giant notebook of notes on books. Well,
and Blake decides to go to the bathroom at this moment.
Blake doesn't like me. Oh. I'm just kidding. A good book has to... It's hard.
It is.
It really depends on what books you like. You have to find a genre that you like. Otherwise, like, my idea of a good book will not be your idea of a good book. But to sum it up, the characters should be unique. They shouldn't be... cookie cutter copies of any other book, because then it's just repetitive and predictable.
It's so bland.
It can be. I don't know what else makes a good book. A good story.
Is it hard? It's hard to produce good stories.
It is. I tried writing a book about horses in like 8th grade. I made like maybe 5 chapters.
That's impressive, though.
Yeah, two-page chapters, yeah.
Hey, there's no limit on how long a chapter should be.
I based it off of the, it was, like, this book series that I used to read in elementary school about horses. I think it was, like, The Saddle Club.
Okay.
I based it off of that.
I've read a few of those in elementary. You're not alone.
I was horse obsessed. My parents never got me horses. I'm disappointed.
It's okay. You can still see them all in the wild.
Mm-hmm. I'm allergic to them anyways.
I am too.
Rip. What else makes a good book a good book?
Yeah.
Well, the characters have to have good dynamic with each other. If they don't, it's not always great.
Exactly.
Don't make a romance book where the female falls in love with the male, like, right away. Like, no.
Yeah.
And she shouldn't be fighting the male if he likes her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You're right.
No, that's abuse.
That is.
If she says no, let her be. Don't continue to follow after her.
That's
bad advice.
This is probably the worst place to just walk.
At Tamlin.
Exactly.
If you don't know what we're referencing
A Court of Thorns and Roses
by Sarah J. Maas.
I totally knew that.
It's such a good book series.
It is so good.
I'm just as clueless as you guys are.
It's so good.
We'll get you in on the books. We'll start lending them to you, checking every week on where you are.
I still have yet to read it.
See, I've read one word this week.
And it was...
I? Oh, great, you're at the part where she's hunting. Okay.
Whatever you say.
It's a good book.
It's a great series.
Oh man. So, there has to be good dynamic between all
yes.
the characters, and it has to be a good storyline. What do you grasps your attention to review a book? Really, is it just plot-based?
No, it's more like just... Maybe it is plot-based. I don't know. But it's more like I just read the book and then I review it.
That's fair.
I don't go for, oh, they did so great at doing this type of character arc. I don't really care about that. Because you know what? That tortured me in high school, middle school, having to analyze books. I'm not there to analyze it. I'm there to enjoy it and then tell you what I enjoyed about it.
I like enjoying it and
without
analyzing.
Without interpreting what they were saying.
Because,
it was not fun
in
high school.
Some of that stuff does kill the joy of reading. Shakespeare. I'm sorry, Shakespeare. You're okay, but you're. I don't like translating 1500s
that's
language.
That's Grace, 100%. Oh, it was Grace. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like translating 1500s language to modern language and trying to figure out what the character's saying. Just give me a book with normal English words that we now speak in the 21st
Have
century.
Have you read the No Fear Shakespeare thing?
Yes.
Because that does that. And it's nice.
It does help.
But there's a lot of funny things in them. Oh, how have you been feeling?
Oh boy.
I know I asked you this earlier, but
I'm okay. I might sound a little funny in this podcast. I do not sound like this, I promise. I've been sick for the past like 5 days. But I'm not able to transport my diseases to other people at this point. Cuz yeah, I haven't touched anybody. I haven't hugged anybody. So we're all good here.
I mean, you
yeah,
hugged Grace.
I did.
It's fine.
She should go take a shower.
She probably will. She's...
Wipe my germs off. My sickness germs. But yeah, I was sick for the past 5 days with a fever, cough, stuffy nose. The whole shebang yeah. was not fun.
Shebang, shebang.
And we were supposed to go to the state fair together.
We were.
And I
Thorne
came
was
down.
Sick.
Which is partially why we didn't release an episode last week.
Did Blake really just say that he's a better driver than me? Bryce is
listening. Okay.
Live?
No. No, he...
Oh.
On the... We did a solo episode earlier today.
Oh, I see.
And Blake was saying that he thought he'd be a better driver than Bryce. So,
we'll
he's
see
listening.
About that.
Actually, I'm gonna fight him about it now. On the podcast.
Go for it.
Yeah.
We're interviewing someone.
Kennedy gave me the approval.
Go for it. I don't care.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm still paying
We were
attention.
Having a joyful conversation about books.
I know you
and
are.
And Blake is arguing with his friends, honestly.
I am well, arguing with the
Did you even
man.
Want me here?
Like.
Okay. Funny story, so I have this TikTok account, it's just for showing videos of my cats, okay? But anyways, this person posted, my other friend has a cat, and I made a TikTok of that cat. She's like, oh cute, you named your puppy, puppy? That's so, what is it called? I don't remember, but she said something, and I replied, I was like, that's a cat, not a dog. She didn't say anything back, but I was like,
it's a cat. She just kind of went to, like, she read her comment and, like, kind of died inside, I think.
Probably.
That's a cat.
Maybe she was meaning to comment on somebody else's video, but, like, really?
I don't know.
How do you not know the difference between a dog and a cat?
It could have been a fox.
It was not.
I know. Jumbo is a cat.
Jumbo's a cat. Unless you've seen a black fox somewhere, that'd be kind of cool.
There are black foxes, I think. Look it up, Blake. You're my secretary. Look it up.
Right.
Stop fighting with my boyfriend. Just.
No, Grace is wondering if I wanted caribou.
Okay.
You black work at fox. Caribou.
I know. I'm telling her to use my discount.
Oh.
Okay.
To just tell
Fair
them
enough.
To use Blake's black fox.
Thank you.
Black Mirror? Black Sheep
Black
Pizza.
Mirror is awesome! Have you guys ever watched
yes.
it?
Yes, black foxes
I've,
are a thing. This is what a black fox looks like.
I knew it.
Like.
They're very
kinda,
beautiful.
That one looks silver.
It's,
it does look like a
but
cat.
But it's ears. Yeah.
I take that back. Some foxes do look like cats.
Yes. But yours isn't.
She is not.
Are foxes, of... They must be of, dog, yeah, canine. Descent.
Your biology.
They are.
It's all coming back. They're like kind of a cross,
between
but
what?
Also not.
They're
their own
animals.
They are their own animals, but like I've also heard throughout the years that they're like kind of dogs, kind of cats. It's weird.
Lauren really knows her animals. The last time I was over here making quesadillas, she's like. You're talking about snakes? What? Right? Remember, you were talking about snakes. I'm pretty sure it was you.
I think it was skinks. I was trying to tell you about skinks, I think.
Well, something like that, but you're like, Well, one time I saw a snake without legs. I'm like, snakes don't have legs.
What?
I'm pretty sure you said that.
Are you sure they don't have legs? How could they slither around like that?
Snakes have legs. I'm very sure she said that.
I'm pretty sure I did too, but I don't know, and I don't remember that.
Sometimes Lauren's a little slow.
No.
I'm slow because I have
ADHD. Do snakes have legs?
I saw a snake without legs one day. Like, oh wow. where did you see a snake with legs?
That also sounds like something Jackson would say as a joke.
Maybe that was Jackson.
I don't know.
I wonder if it was Jackson. It was one of them, but I thought it was really funny.
Jackson and I are similar, but yeah. I'm not slow.
See, snake legs.
She's quick.
I'm quick wit.
Ancient snakes had legs.
Oh my god!
Snakes what? Evolved out of their legs. Fossil hunters have found several extinct snakes with stunted hind legs. And modern boas and pythons still have a pair of little spurs. But no snake has ever been found with four legs.
Biology with Blake.
Oh, okay. Technically I was right, and I am a genius, if I did say that. If I did say that, Jackson. If I didn't say that, and Jackson did, Jackson's right, and he's a genius.
I was kind of just looking up, like, a photoshopped image. of a snake with legs and being like, ha!
You're wrong!
Yeah. Netizen finds snakes with legs. Look, it's a snake with legs.
That's a lizard.
It's a snake with legs. But isn't a snake just a lizard without legs?
Yeah, it is.
This is where the competitive side of me comes out, says Bryce.
I know.
I'd like to see Bryce competitive. I've never seen him competitive.
No, that is very much a snake, though.
I've actually scared him once.
Like, look at
the
head of it. That's for sure a snake.
Yeah, that's a snake.
That's a snaky head.
That's a snake. But I actually, I would love to see Bryce competitive because I think he gets scared of me when I'm competitive.
Hey, PETA.
I've never seen you competitive.
Oh, no. I was playing Goat Lords and... And Blake and Gracelyn were cheating, and I was screaming at them. And Bryce was, like, afraid. He was totally afraid to take one of my cards. Because he had a match. He could have dueled me, and I had to tell him to.
I tend to cheat in card games.
We cheated before. And now my mom doesn't know. When Jackson tries to do that with me, I don't let him. What are you trying to do?
Preparing for takeoff.
5, 4, 3.
If you see an object in the sky later, that's me in a massage chair.
If
you're
you
gonna be the first.
I'm getting away from my problems.
Hear that, NASA? Wait, no.
SpaceX.
Hear that, Elon Musk? I'm coming for you. Oh,
some lady came into Caribou. We have a customer that looks kind of like Elon Musk.
That's
so
terrifying.
This lady came in like, is that Elon Musk? And I'm like, I don't think so, ma'am.
I would have said yes.
I was telling Zach, I'm like, I feel like if Elon was in a caribou, he would be buying the caribou.
I think so. He'd just walk up to the
Which I would be so down for that, though. If Elon Musk bought caribou, we would all be getting paid a lot better.
Yeah.
How much you get paid?
$10.25. And then tips.
At least you get tips. I get no tips at my job.
Hey!
I have to turn them down.
I've never gotten tipped.
Well.
Well, I mean, I'm quiet. Oh. Not for...
Becca gave Grace her shift drink and discount. Oh.
Wow, that's
If Becca's
really
listening,
nice.
Thanks, Becca.
Yeah, thank you, Becca. See you next time in Target. Because she comes to Target a lot.
Hey, I went to Target recently. They've done the remodel.
Do I have Becca's phone number?
The
help center, they moved it.
Yeah. They recently started the work on the fitting rooms today.
Oh, boy.
And I hate it. Because all of our stuff that was once in that tiny room is now in the men's section.
Oh my.
And we have to get out all of the returns that we get. And my coworker Ashley said, hey, just a warning, I saw a really big spider back in one of the carts, so you might want to watch out. And then I was like,
it was a big tarantula.
It probably was. I was like,
in this climate of Minnesota,
you don't know. Desert-like. It probably was. You never know. Anyway, but when another coworker of mine came in, I walked up to her and I was like, if you see a spider back there, kill it, because I was like so close to freaking out throughout my entire shift. You know what they say about people who wear sunglasses indoors, Blake?
Well, I just put them on.
They say they're blind. Jerks.
Don't make fun of him.
I'm blind. You can't be doing that to me. You know what they say about people with sticks inside with sunglasses.
What? I did not say that.
Oh, I know.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did, Lauren.
Come on now. Don't
you're gaslighting me.
No, you said it.
I did.
Play back the audio. Yeah, you did. You were like, I hate it when those people come into work with those sticks.
They knock everything down.
I didn't. Okay. Okay, now future, when I become famous, this is gonna be the thing that takes me down.
I hope so. You know, oh funny.
People will be like, in episode 21 of her podcast, says that Lord hates blind.
Now I'm gonna cut that so it just says, I hate blind.
I said Lauren.
I know, but I can snip it a little.
There's no...
I you have enough podcasts for him to...
Yeah, I kind of... I'm pretty sure it. You've said I before.
No, probably. Now I'm gonna avoid doing that.
What, saying I?
Yeah.
You're gonna forget by next week.
I am.
Perfect. Looks like I've got enough audio clips.
Bryce will never.
I hate blind people.
Don't be surprised when I
order. My name is Lauren Peter.
Don't be surprised when I order Vladimir Putin to.
Please do.
Famous author hates blind people.
Despite being legally blind herself.
That'd be terrible.
I mean, no joke. I thought that flower pot out there was a possum. With my glasses on.
For like a possum you were talking about upstairs that you thought you saw?
No, there was a...
Are you sure?
There was an actual possum on my patio.
It wasn't there a flower was, pot?
No, it was on my patio. That
it
flower
scurried
pot's
across. I
yeah,
swear.
It was eating dog food.
Dog food is out there.
It's a flower pot just moving around. It was blowing away in that wind.
Was it windy?
Yeah.
No, that you saw.
After this podcast, I'm gonna show you guys the video.
Okay.
Whatever you say.
All right, Lauren. Poor Lauren is just getting bombarded today. Sorry.
She's
you know Bryce
hating on blind people.
Bryce wouldn't treat me like this.
Bryce isn't here right now.
He was trying to call you. I think it was more about the challenge of the car.
I think it was the taser and the challenge.
I don't know what he thought.
Although,
those were
I
about.
Feel like I should be getting a text here soon about my Minecraft sesh.
That would have been funny if that was it. Oh, it's been 30 minutes.
And then an extra, like. 15 from the cooking sesh.
Cooking is 17 minutes.
Is it?
Yes.
Do you guys have to do it under a certain amount of time?
Well, it cuts us off at about an hour.
in our recording.
In a recording.
So we could go an hour and
six. This is 24 minutes.
Oh.
Okay.
So we got about
18 also, minutes? We haven't talked about Kennedy's spectacular play that she managed
that you did
herself.
Not come to?
I'm sorry.
It was amazing.
I didn't have any way of getting to it.
I could have driven you myself.
That's true, you could have.
Lauren drives. Grace drives.
That's true.
You could have biked there.
I could have. Where was it?
It was in White Bear.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Like, yes.
Did
like
you
South
use...
Campus. Near South Campus.
Oh, did you? I thought... I feel like you would have done, like, district theater.
No. It was a very good play.
No,
I loved it. It was Around the World in 80 Days.
Yes. And I was stage manager, and oh boy.
I was so tempted to take a picture of that, like, that portion of those credits.
Yes.
Where it's, like, almost all your name. And I was gonna make a meme out of it, like, when you do the group project by yourself.
You should have. I'll send you the...
I took a picture of it.
Yes.
So...
Make it. Make yourself famous with a meme, Lauren. This is your time to rise.
A meme that everyone has seen.
Whatever. Done
before. But...
But yeah.
How... I know you were in a different...
What are
I went
the
to
food
a,
options?
Shut up.
Kennedy's face.
So you went from acting in a play to...
Stage manager.
Stage manager. How was that shift for you?
Boys, I have never lost so much sleep in my life. As an actor, everything is done for you. You just get there, you act, and you leave. As stage manager, let me tell you what I did. I was set design. I was costumes. I was, the stage manager, and I was also scenery, so how to put up the flats and stuff, and how far away things needed to be. Mm-hmm. I also had to stay till 2:30 in the morning, starting at 12 p.m. in the afternoon, to set up.
Yeah, I like the dramatic pause before p.m. Like, you had that
slight
implication that it was in the morning.
I have to think about it. I get mixed up all the time on that stuff.
I do too.
And then the next night, guess how late I stayed up after that?
How late?
4:30 in the morning.
Doing...
Is it late or early?
Shut up.
It's in the morning. Is it
early?
Staying up late or
it's
early?
It's me staying up late. I woke up at 8 in the morning, and I was up till 4:30 in the morning the next day.
I think the cutoff for it being late is like 4 a.m. Like...
You think I rose early?
No. Like, there's this always the shift between like 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. that we always stay up.
Like, so it would be like stay up early at 4:30.
Shut up! You know that it's not. That's not what I mean. No, that's not what I meant.
Is that what you're talking?
No.
I stayed up pretty early last night.
No, you stayed up late, but also is you.
You went to bed pretty early.
No.
Shut up. Lauren, explain.
No, I'm just.
I lost it now because. Like, keeps braiding me.
You said you hated blind people.
We're back at that again. Laura would probably advise that you not go to a play.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we've watched... He can't watch movies.
I really can't.
No.
It's the dogs.
With who?
With Grace.
Are
you going to pick up Mom?
Yes. Dad called. He said if the dishes... I wasn't able to unload, but I did pick up and I put away the mac and cheese.
Cool. It's just everyone's getting this.
You can edit.
Depends. Awesome. We didn't throw it out.
What?
He could have texted.
You keep ruining my podcast, Grace. Get out.
No one likes you, Kennedy. That's why.
And Lauren hates
makes sense.
People.
I only have 154 followers on Instagram, okay?
This podcast will fix it. You'll get 49 new followers. Shut up,
wait,
Grace.
Greg.
Loser.
Oh, that's so mean.
I am no loser.
Says the one who hates blind people.
Shut up, Blake.
What?
I never said
Lauren hates blind people.
We have an autistic and a blind person at my school. Okay. She's in my grade.
Did you say
I'm
artistic?
Not
autistic. Okay.
We have a blind and artistic person at school. And?
No, I gave them water and I let them out. They might need to go out again, though. My stomach hurts after having all that mac and cheese.
Oh,
yeah, she's such a terrible person.
There's not too many crappy things to say about her.
Oh, I have so much.
No, don't
the
share.
The Big Chungus!
I heard that, Blake. That's what? Not Big Chungus.
I know. It's Big Chungus 2.0.
It's the flower pot.
Grace, get out of my seat.
No, it's comfortable. Hang on.
Grace!
I'm going to make Saul listen to this podcast.
Who's Saul?
Grace's boss at work.
Ooh.
He didn't realize we were sisters until like a week ago. Oh my. That's...
We have a gift for every budget.
Oh.
That's fake.
My
dazzling new design.
My English teacher found out that I work at Target and she's like, can you get them to donate to White Bear for notebooks?
Probably.
Stuff that they throw out? And I'm like, I'm not going to talk to them.
We should
barely
donate bagels.
Throw away notebooks.
I know.
Why would you throw away notebooks? Oh, the expiration date.
Oh my gosh, Lucy. Pepper. You just... That rabbit has been out there for ages.
You just
maybe
noticed?
You just noticed, Pepper? It's been there since you came down here. Pepper, stop it.
This is a very interesting interview.
Rip to headphone users again. I'm so sorry.
Oh... Sam's mom said that you're darling, Lauren, and you're adorable.
What?
But she hates blind people.
So,
shut up!
Cancels out.
Why?
Oh, I don't know, really. We weren't really talking about it. She asked what you were doing, too, for school.
Cool. Well, you guys
She's
got a lot of editing.
She's hating blind people.
We don't edit
yet.
We might edit every... sentence Blake says.
Not if I'm editing.
Not
it's
well,
just Blake talking.
It's,
has access to the Anchor account.
A 10-minute pause before.
Well,
Blake
once we start actually editing, guess who's actually editing?
I'm gonna.
Zachariah John Wyman.
Exactly.
Yes,
we're gonna pay him.
Yes, use his skills.
We
no,
need
guys. He's in school right now.
So
he needs money.
He wants to.
We
need offered. He's like $15 an episode or something.
Oh, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Do you guys have it in your 93-cent budget?
We're at 100.
Like
no, we're not
100.
At 100.
Yes, we have it in our $100 budget, and I hate blind people.
We should change the name of this podcast to War Hates Blind People. It's no longer Cooking with Kennedy.
Okay.
There's no more cooking going on.
Wow, that's really... This is sad.
We're,
if you're gonna make
we're
me...
We're all attacking.
If you're gonna say I hate something, like...
It better be blind people.
Like, make it so the people who listen, like, they can't relate at all to it. Like, the Amish.
Oh
we
my god!
Oh,
Lord.
You hate the Amish? That's racist!
Lord.
I
do
don't hate the Amish!
Do you remember when we saw the Amish?
Yes.
And
you said you hated the Amish!
I do
in,
hate the Amish!
What's that store in it? Wisconsin.
I hate things that deserve to be hated.
Like,
you guys would not. You guys stopped completely.
President Trump. Anyways.
You guys stopped completely and started staring.
Oh, I didn't stop.
Hannah did.
In Wisconsin, there's the Amish people who were shopping in Scheels.
Yeah.
I've never seen an Amish person before.
Really?
No.
Yeah,
I didn't know they went into stores.
She's uncultured.
They own stores.
Yeah.
No, like, I just thought, like...
That's how they make a profession. They're not completely...
I just thought they were tax evaders.
That's...
What?
Taxi
Wait,
meters.
So can we call this episode Lauren Hates the Amish? With Kennedy?
No!
Alright.
Oh my god! No! Blake!
Taking my private property.
I think.
Oh my god, this is so funny.
Should I text Bryce to race me around the block?
Do it. Send him a Facebook
look,
post.
It's Elliot Spratt by me.
Pepper.
No.
Don't. You're being such a bad girl right now. Pepper, stop barking. Okay. Grace, can you go get Lucy, please? I'm afraid what's going to happen if I leave them alone. Grace, please move.
Grace to leave.
Yeah.
And
now
leave,
she's just gonna
please
leave.
Bring the dog in.
I'll get it.
Catholic school removes Harry Potter series because books risk conjuring evil spirits.
They did that back in the 90s. I read into that story. But basically, the priest is a little. Woohoo.
Lauren thinks priests are crazy too now.
They are.
Okay.
They're not.
Not all priests.
Not all priests, no. Just some.
You hate priests?
Yes!
Jeez Louise.
Only the corrupt ones! The Vatican needs to answer!
Pope Francis wouldn't approve.
The green iguana is found only on the Galapagos Island. Charles Darwin called them imps of darkness. They've adapted over millions of years to
what
take
are you
to the
doing?
Ocean and can hold their breath for over an hour.
Are you talking about the orange?
No!
Yes! That makes everything that I said messed up. The Amish are...
imps of darkness.
Come here.
We were talking about iguanas, to be clear.
That's fair.
The Amish.
The Amish.
Are found only in the Galapagos Island. Charles Darwin himself called them the imps of darkness.
Lucy, it's okay.
Did you
know
that?
They have figured their way out to the ocean and can hold their breath for over an hour. Welcome to the Amish community. Read the Book of Mormon.
Did we get an email about?
Oh, I hope
about
we
the Amish. Like some angry former Amish person.
I hope so.
I don't want to get sued. Also, we're probably...
They won't know about it. They can't use radios.
There's actually an Amish tradition.
Once
you
turn 18, you have to go out, and then you get to choose if you want to live.
So they could be listening.
But they're ex-Amish people, so it no longer hurts them.
Yeah.
They know how corrupt the Amish are.
But, okay, iguanas are cool.
History fact, Amish people are from, Germany.
That makes sense.
How?
I don't know.
You...
It just makes sense. I don't know why.
They're like the most modern form of Puritans, pretty much.
Puritans.
It was awesome. Maybe now they'll stay out of other people's. The office people at work, supervisors, pooped all day. It was awesome. Maybe now they'll start to...
Oh, are you talking about the gummy bear reviews? There's these reviews on Amazon for, like, sugar-free gummy bears, and they're horrible. All of them make people sick.
I would imagine sugar-free gummies? Ew. That's just, like, unflavored gelatin. Nasty.
Like, I kind of want to, like, give those to Blake.
Sweet, soft, fruity, delicious, and my gastrointestinal tract has never been so sparkling clean.
That is horrible. Oh my... Pepper!
Bot based on ratings, had a handful, had to take a sick day.
Come here. Pepper.
Oh man, words cannot express what happened to me after eating these. The gummy bear cleanse if you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute. Enjoy if you are like the dozens of people that tried my order. Run.
Stay.
Oh.
They're a solid 5 on taste.
Solid.
They're true to taste fruit flavors like the sugary variety. He was a very happy camper.
Oh my.
Very.
Or should I say, but.
Earlier we were looking up, like, he was looking up the gummy bears reviews. I was looking up, like, stun gun reviews because you could buy them on Amazon. I, like, asked, because I asked my grandfather for a stun gun or taser last night.
Oh, my. Oh, why?
I have no idea. I think should that women should defend him themselves.
You gonna tase blind people?
No! I would only tase the people who are coming to harm me. Future serial killers.
Smart choice, I think.
Well, my family knew a girl. My family was friends with Drew Shadeen. She was murdered, and raped and murdered, and...
What dangerous situations are you getting yourself into?
Nothing. I mean, it's just... Oh my gosh! Oh my god!
The review only says gives you superpowers.
That's nasty!
It's a destroy! Like, it's on the ground.
I think this company... A bunch of people should sue this company.
This is Haribo!
A bunch of people should just sue Haribo.
Haribo is so good, though.
It is.
Just stop selling sugar-free gummy bears.
Like, that's disgusting.
This is just the...
I bet they put, like, the 3M chemicals in.
No, this is the original 5-pound bag of Haribo.
Order it.
I've got $30 on my Amazon. I could.
Also...
Deliver every 2 months?
What
is that face?
Most common is every 2 months somebody gets another bag of Haribo gummy bears.
I bet they're in the Midwest, miles away from the nearest convenience store.
Right, fun fact for college guys, advice. Do not go to your bookstore. I swear to God, don't go.
Don't go to Haribo either.
No.
Don't go to Haribo either, but... Bookstores overprice a ton of your textbooks. Get them from friends, ask on Facebook, use Amazon. I got a math textbook for $23, but in the bookstore, it's worth like $200. Okay? I got mine for $23.
Also,
so.
Yeah. Trick.
That's 10% off.
There's also thrift books. Did you mention thrift books?
Thrift books are good too.
Thriftbooks.com. This is not an ad. We're not getting paid for this.
No.
We're not. But we should be. Thrift books, hit us up.
That's all.
Are we ending this or are we going to ask
more
questions?
I don't know. I don't know how much time we have.
Ugh.
I don't think we have a lot. I feel like we have like 20 minutes because we did 15 and then the last time I checked we had 20.
We have 40. We've been recording this recording for 42 minutes.
Right, we're almost up to your hour.
Yeah.
We are up to our hour.
We are. So let's sign off. Kennedy, thank you for joining us.
We might have to have a part two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might want a part two. You didn't learn too much about me. It was just a lot of screaming.
It was.
You didn't learn part too much about Kennedy.
Part two, the dark side.
This is...
Just kidding.
Okay.
I'm only white.
Are we gonna add in? Because there's... I made Cooking with Kennedy once. One part. Two.
Yeah, we can just do another episode with her someday.
Okay. I thought you meant continue after this.
Oh, no.
But we'll get into depth.
We just recorded two
later
episodes.
Later on. Still recording?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. So everyone's
Merry
here.
Christmas, everybody.
Happy Samhain.
It was nice to meet you all. Please follow my book account on Instagram.
We'll add you on it, our Instagram, and we'll get the ball rolling. You'll gain, like... 49 new followers, maybe. I'm so sorry. Bye.